Radio Club repeat shows.
We love your station.
It's great.
On Dukebox Radio.
Welcome to Dukebox. I'm Lucy. Today I will talk about some interesting nature quiz, jokes, food, games, and at last a story. We will have a great time together, I promise.
Later.
Do you like the music? I will be glad to hear you say yes. And now our time for some fun facts. Just when you thought your favorite underwater mammals couldn't get any cuter, I will have some news for you. It's a well-known fact that dolphins are high social creatures. Scientists have found that these marine mammals use a distinctive whistle identify each other. When a dolphin hears their own name called to them, they respond. Maybe there will be a dolphin which have a same name as you.
They say the sun and I shine for all, but in some people world you never shine at all.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. Tell me where you've gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the song. No, 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 freedom is the wrong. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
voice of the Wellington family. This is Dukebox.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head, she acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Do you think sometimes the life is a bit boring? Some quiz will make it interesting. The first one is about math. What is the next prime number after 7? Did you get it right? The next one is, what is the 63,725 plus 5,849 equals? Just kidding, I didn't know the answer. Be ready, the next one is coming. What is the name of a baby frog? What is the freezing point of water? I know you are smart now. I will give you the answer at the end of the show. Remember the answer and ask your friends.
you're so magical, why end this way? I know you're furious, you're just like me. You got good reasons, but I do too. What really happened here? I wish I knew. It escalated so fast. We held things we can't take back. It escalated too soon. I know what they say. I know that they say that no one dies from love. Guess I'll be the first. Will you remember? Stained with blood now. No one dies from love. Guess I'll be the first. Will you remember us? Oh, all the memories to stain with blood now.
I try my best with you, you claim the same. Somehow we're strangers, but share this pain. Keep writing.
What you don't already know, you're Richard Stein said that's enough. Gertrude Stein said that's enough. And Gertrude Stein said that's enough.
I know that that's not enough now.
And Gertrude Stein said that's enough.
I know that that's not enough now.
And Gertrude Stein said that's enough.
I know that that's not enough now.
And Gertrude Stein said that's enough. There is no Rose ability. You've got off with too much now. You're getting off with too much now. Stop looking through scrapbooks and photograph albums, because I know they won't teach you what you don't already know. You're
I have a quite boring day, so we can have some jokes now. The first one is about time. What time it is when the clock strikes 13? It's time to get a new clock. Feels good about it? We can have some more. How do we know that the ocean is friendly? Because it waves. What building in your town has the most story? The public library. How does the moon cut his hair? It slicks piece it. Why did the student eat his homework? Because the teacher told him it was a piece of cake. What does every birthday end with the letter Y? It's time to have the last one. Who eats snails? People who didn't not like to eat fast food. I will be happy if it makes you laugh. Have a day with smile on your face.
Back it up.
Online and on your mobile, the voice of the Wellington family. This is Dukebox.
Do you like to eat cashews? I really like to eat that little nut, but do you know where it grows? It is growing on the fruit. The nuts are at the bottom. This unclear fruit nut combination is native to Brazil and now it grows every hot place. And because the cashews are careful extraction process due to the Turkish shale oil. I didn't know it before, and I have another one. I think you will want to know it. Almonds, commonly mistaken as nuts, are close related to stone foods like cherries and peaches. Sharing a genus, there are the seed of the almond fruit. Nutritionally rich, almonds are utilized in various forms, including milk, oil, and as a protein-rich snack.
Baby.
the Wellington family. This is Dukebox.
At last summer holiday, I found an interesting game. I played it whole night long until my mom found it and took it away. And its name is Hollow Knight. Hollow Knight is a very famous 2D action adventure game. You will be a little bug and use your ability to explore the rings, destroy monster or befriend monster to help you. And its sequel, Hollow Knight Silk Zone, finally has more news. Its first time being talked is in 2021 on interviews. In September 2022, PlayStation officially confirmed that it will log in on PS5 or PS4 soon. Until now, it was just an imagination for fans who like it. I have waited for it for years, and just some days before the official office said it will be logging in Xbox in 2025. It's looking like one of my life wishes will be complete. Trust me, you must have a try on this game.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center. Down to earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human and I'm drifting in the dark.
A healer glorious stories about learning to be happy with what you have, as greed can cause you to lose everything. One day, a dog is walking down the street when he spots a bone in a trash can. A bone, yeah, lucky me, he said. He grabs the bone and run home happily. He run on a bridge. On the bridge, the dog looks down. He sees another dog with a bone in his mouth. What is that dog? He wonders. What is he doing down there? The dog stares at other dogs. The other dog stares back. Where did that dog get such a big bone? He wonders. The greedy dog decides to steal the other dog's bone. He leaps off the bridge and into the water. Splash! As soon as he hits the water, the other dog disappears. There was never any other dog. It's just his own reflection. Woof, woof, help! He barks. When he barks, his bone falls from his mouth. The dog swims to shore. He is wet and cold, and now he has no bone at all.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't wanna wait. Swimming in the deep blue got me thinking about you. I'm just trying to dive right in. Spend tonight like the last night of our lives, chasing all the love we can. And now, oh, I'm in a sea of lights, and all that I can see is you. And now I'm dying to feel alive. So baby, let's try something new. Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. Got no reason not to celebrate.
Readers, I'm going to introduce to you today another panda book. This one is called Thirst, and it's by Varsha Bajaj. This is a story about a girl called Minnie. Now, she lives in Mumbai, and where she lives, she doesn't have full access to water. So think about that at home. When you're thirsty, where do you get water? I know at my home, I have a tap in my kitchen that can give me drinking water. But for Minnie, that's not what her life is like. She has to go quite a distance to get water. So Thirst is a story that explains the real life situation that many people live in. It is a novel, so it's not based on a real person, but it is a story that is true for many people in the world. This book is in our older category of the Panda books, but is recommended by the publisher for ages 10 and up. So you might enjoy reading this story to learn a little bit more about the lives of others around the world. And don't forget, we'll be voting for our favourite panda books after Chinese New Year.
This is Dukebox.
We have a great time together, isn't it? We have talked about some amazing facts about animals and food. We have some interesting quiz and jokes. Here is... Oh, I think I forgot something. Here is the answer for the quiz. What is the next prime number after 7? The answer is 11. What is the baby frog called? What is the freezing point of water? 0 degrees. Now it is the end of my show. Thanks for listening. I know you will miss me very much. Remember, here is Dubox Radios. Have a good day and see you next time. Goodbye.
I promised to get